Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. At the beginning of the 18th century, the harpsichord was rapidly changing. Performers and composers pushed the limits of what existing harpsichords could do. Builders responded by constructing larger instruments and adding more keys to expand the harpsichord's range and tonal capacity. Some 18th century harpsichords were also highly decorated and proudly displayed. Elaborate paintings on the soundboards, lids, and casings were common, along with sophisticated woodworking and gilded moldings. Today on the podcast, we'll hear Bach performed by Violin Koschar and Frederick Kautz on two recent recordings. Both performers were inspired to do their projects in part because of access to original 18th century harpsichords restored to playing condition. The harpsichord we're hearing now was recorded for the very first time on this 2011 release from the Agagic label, on which Violin Koschar plays Bach preludes and other fantasies. The harpsichord is an original single manual by Johann Daniel Dukin with a range of about 5 octaves. For reference, modern Steinway pianos have a range of over 7 octaves. Built around 1740 in Antwerp, the Dulcan heard on this recording is counted as one of the earliest surviving instruments by the maker. And the fact that we get to hear it recorded at all is the result of what Koschar claims was love at first sight for this particular instrument. Koschar's recording includes various pieces from the Bach repertoire for harpsichord, including parts of 2 partitas and the prelude to the 2nd English Suite. It might seem strange at first to hear only single movements from larger works in isolation, but don't let that deter you, because this isn't just a sampler CD. Instead, there is something refreshingly personal about a recording which feels less like an anthology and more like a glimpse into the heart of the performer. The disc closes on a gorgeously introspective note with Koschar performing the Sarabande from Bach's F minor suite. For many harpsichordists, Bach's Goldberg variations are a defining work in the repertoire, requiring from performers monumental technical facility and a sense of style alternately subtle and brilliant. There are many recordings of the Goldberg variations, and with this 2012 release from Harmonia Mundi, Frederick Kautz adds his name to a long list of performers who have given remarkable interpretations of the work. Thank you. On this recording, Haas plays a harpsichord built by Henry Hampsch in 1751. Although Hampsch was born in Germany, he later settled in Paris, and his harpsichords are decidedly French. Among other things that distinguish French and German harpsichords, coupling systems and keyboard mechanisms require different kinds of touch and articulation from the player. So Haas makes an interesting choice when using his French harpsichord to record Bach, who was decidedly German. There are certainly French influences in Bach's music, and instrument builders throughout Europe likely influenced each other as well. But in the end, the best explanation for the choice of instrument used in this recording is simply that Haas considers his 1751 Hampsch to be one of the most beautiful harpsichords in existence. Besides, as the liner notes put it, Haas's role as an interpreter is to make sure that his French harpsichord speaks decent German. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. If you're interested in these recordings, you can find out more about them on our website, harmoniaearlymusic.org. We'll also include a link where you can see pictures of the Dulcan instrument in detail. While you're at our website, you can browse our archive of blogs, podcasts, and shows, and visit our online shop, where a portion of your purchase will benefit Harmonia. Thanks for listening. I'm Janelle Davis.